Welcome, fellow supers. It's good to see you all. I'm so excited to have Rosemary be my celebrant. She's awesome. And kudos to George. He's great. Okay, so in my talk today, I'd like to consider how the character of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz illustrates the fourth Unitarian Universalist principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. A Technicolor fantasy, The Wizard of Oz was released in August 1939 and then re-released in 1949. I was only 6 years old when CBS offered the 1956 television premiere of the film. The script for the movie was written by Noel Lange, Florence Ryerson, and Edgar Allan Wolfe, and is loosely based on the book. Now, my entire family sat in front of our first color television set, which was the size of our washing machine. You might remember those days. My sister, brother, and I were disappointed at first when the film commenced in sepia tone, only to explode unexpectedly and delightfully into a multicolored panorama as Dorothy Gale first peeked out at Munchkin Land. Now, as a child, I didn't know too much about this film. It was nominated for 6 Academy Awards and earned MGM about $3 million. Unfortunately, it cost approximately $2.5 million to make. All the Oz sequences were captured in a 3-strip Technicolor process, which was first attempted in The Gulf Between, filmed in 1917. I don't think I ever saw that film. Of course, Dorothy was played by Judy Garland. Burt Lahr took on the role of Zeke and the Cowardly Lion. Jack Haley was Hickory and the Tin Man. Ray Bolger played Hunk and the Scarecrow. A local, Margaret Hamilton, played Miss Gulch and suffered through the toxic green makeup to play the Wicked Witch of the West. Billy Burke floated about in a bubble as Glinda. Frank Morgan played Professor Marvel and, behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz. I need to mention that when I first watched this cinematic masterpiece, I had not a clue that it was based loosely on the book written by Frank L. Baum in 1900. In fact, as a child, I had never read the book itself. In the Real Rundown webpage, an article explains how there are 8 major differences between the book and the movie. For instance, in the Wonderful Wizard of Oz book, Dorothy's trip to Oz is not a dream caused by a hit on the head. And take a deep breath, Dorothy's sequined slippers are silver in the book, not red. Noel Langley, one of the movie's screenwriters, felt that red slippers would show up better against the backdrop of the yellow brick road. Although many of you have read the book, let me assure you that my talk today is focused only on the motion picture. Let's take a look at a preview of The Wizard of Oz. George? So I believe that no matter what our life situations are, many of us try to make sense of it. We try to find the truth and to act on that truth with love and courage. We try to follow the fourth Unitarian Universalist principle, such as the case with Dorothy Gale and The Wizard of Oz. What was her life situation? When the movie commences, we find a little girl in Kansas who's weighed down by the injustices within her life. Although it is her home, it's a somber place indeed. She is cared for by her aunt and uncle, trying their best to scratch out a living on a poor, dusty farm in Kansas. Although the farmhands try to lend an ear Aunt Em and Uncle Henry are too busy counting newborn chicks to listen to her problems. The wicked Miss Gulch wants to take her dog Toto and destroy him. Aunt Em and Uncle Henry reluctantly agree to her demands. Dorothy runs away from home. She needs to get away to find answers, to find truth in the face of the cruelty that life seems to dish out. She asks Professor Marvel to find the answers in his crystal ball. From his reading, Dorothy is convinced that Aunt Em is worried about her and that she must return. When she revisits the windswept farm, her feelings of sadness and betrayal are mirrored by the destructive hurricane that threatens to shake and uproot every small farm and hamlet in the vicinity, as life and Miss Gulch seem to be doing to her heart. Dorothy finds that she is locked out of the storm cellar, that she is alone to face the harshness of the storm, the unmerciful challenges of life. When she escapes the farmhouse, she is hit on the back of the head, only to lose consciousness. And in this state, she moves into a sort of life-after-death situation where she is allowed to walk a path leading her to the answers she so desperately seeks. Dorothy is introduced to a fantasy world occupied by munchkins, good witches, and bad witches, and it is at this point convinced that her life questions can be answered by the great and powerful Oz. All she need do is follow the yellow brick road. She walks on the same path we can freely take as we try to understand the meaning of it all. What is the truth? What is our purpose here on this planet? Where does love and family fit in? Now, when Dorothy takes the first tentative steps on that yellow brick road, her goal is to reach the City of Oz and to ask the great wizard how to get back to Kansas. But in a more deeper sense, she is walking a path that will hopefully lead her to the truth and meaning in her life. It is that path that the good witch, Glinda, encourages her to take, and it is that same path the wicked witch of the West hopes she does not travel. Glinda represents the light within, urging us to seek our home, to find our center, to discover truth and meaning within us, in short, to find Oz. It is a golden path, a sacred trail that many of us walk as we move from childhood to death. However, the wicked witch within can stop us from following that path of spiritual growth. In her walk towards Oz, Dorothy is following the fourth Unitarian Universalist principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. In essence, she uncovers the love, truth, and wisdom that was always there for her and that can always be discovered within us. Within Dorothy is the scarecrow seeking a brain, the tin man pursuing a heart, and the cowardly lion aspiring to strength and courage. Let's consider the ruby red slippers magically conferred on Dorothy by the good witch Glinda near the beginning of the movie. There are between 5 or 6 pairs of the 1939 ruby slippers from this motion picture fantasy. One is in the National Museum of American History, another in the Smithsonian, and another in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. CNN estimates the current worth of the slippers to be between $2 to $3 million each. Although the sequin beauties fetch a bundle, the real worth is in the meaning behind the shoes. The ruby slippers represent the inner power of love, wisdom, and courage things that Dorothy can discover on her life path represented by the yellow brick road. As Glenda states, their magic must be powerful. The Wicked Witch wants them badly and believes they will enhance her reign of terror, but fails to understand the actual power and meaning behind the slippers and can therefore never get possession of them. The slippers are all about freedom, courage, truth, and love, something completely alien to the Wicked Witch. In one scene, as Dorothy is introduced to Scarecrow, she comes upon a crossroads on the yellow brick road. Confused, she asks the Scarecrow, which path leads to Oz? Scarecrow points left, then right. He then crosses his hay-filled arms and says, of course, people go both ways. There are times when, following the path of enlightenment, you run into crossroads. Which way do you go to answer your deepest questions in life? Right? Left? Straight ahead? Which path will lead you to love, truth, and courage? Which crossroad will lead you to home? Unitarian Universalism encourages this struggle in our free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Robert Frost talked about this dilemma in The Road Not Taken. Of course, in his famous poem, he takes the path less traveled, the unconventional yellow brick road. Which path should Dorothy take? Which path should we walk on that yellow brick road that will lead us to Oz and then to home, where love, courage, and enlightenment reside? But this path is fraught with danger and difficulty. As the English poet George Gordon Byron writes, adversity is the path to truth. Dorothy is confronted a number of times by the Wicked Witch of the West, who threatens to incinerate Scarecrow and to make a beehive out of Tin Man. At the Wicked Witch's castle, the old crone promises to eliminate Dorothy and her dog Toto to get possession of the ruby red slippers. After Dorothy is introduced to Tin Man, Scarecrow and Lion, and her quest for truth, love, and courage, she wanders off the trail into a field of poppies, laced by the Wicked Witch with a sleep-inducing drug. She and her newly discovered friends fall into a deep sleep with the great city of Oz in the distant location. At various times of our lives, we all fall off the path of inner growth, drugged by the repetitiveness and routine of our everyday lives. At least I do. Paying bills, shuffling the kids off to daycare or school, being stuck in traffic as we head for a job that doesn't inspire, lining up at the checkout stand, fourth in line during the Thanksgiving rush. You've been there, right? It is a candle unlit during those times in our lives. We fall asleep. We step off the path of growth, drugged by the routine of life, lured into a deep sleep in a field of flowers, just like our hapless heroine. Yet there is always hope. Glenda, who represents the inner light, comes to the rescue, evoking a soft snow to inspire a reawakening, to walk the path of inner growth once again. Dorothy's path to inner growth can also be sidetracked by the good life she finds in the Emerald City. Tin Man gets polished, Scarecrow is stuffed with fresh hay, Lion gets a permanent, and Dorothy's nails are done. Psychic development can also be blocked by the good life, as well as internal and external difficulties. But in this temporary moment of relaxation and comfort, the Wicked Witch of the West spoils the party. Dorothy's nemesis writes in the sky above the city of Oz with evil aerodynamic precision, "Surrender, Dorothy." She, Scarecrow, Lion, and Tin Man flee to the castle of the great and powerful Oz, seeking his omniscient assistance. Dorothy does indeed surrender at this point in the movie. She suspends her free search for truth and meaning, succumbing to a fearful God to protect her and to make sense of the world she lives in. The great and powerful Oz strikes fear into Dorothy, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion. He is the supreme being who chooses to frighten, debase, and demean. The great wizard calls Tin Man a clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collagenous junk, Scarecrow a billowing bale of bovine fodder, and Dorothy a whippersnapper. He is a false god of smoke and fire that requires good works. So in order for Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion, and Dorothy to get what they want from the so-called divine being, they must bring back the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. But later on in the movie, Dorothy discovers that the divine wizard is a sham, a humbug. Dorothy looks behind the curtain and finds only a man, but a man who later on reveals that her strength, wisdom, and love come from within, things she can discover on her own in her life path. These things lay buried in her very being. After all, they were her travel companions, a scarecrow that did have brains, a lion that actually possessed courage, and a tin man who harbored a beating heart of love. In her trek on the yellow brick road, Dorothy could have come home anytime. As Glinda reveals, her center, her light, was always there to tap into. All she need do was walk the path and then click her heels thrice, once for courage, once for insight, and once for love. Again, as she travels upon the yellow brick road, the fictional character of Dorothy is involved in a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Her path of enlightenment helps her to grow spiritually. At the castle earlier in the movie, the Wicked Witch sets fire to Scarecrow, representing evil attempting to destroy truth or the free and responsible search for truth. Dorothy overcomes this obstacle. Desperately grabbing a rusty bucket of water, she douses her burning friend, fortuitously striking the Wicked Witch, who laments as she begins to melt away. "Oh, you cursed brat, look what you've done. I'm melting, melting. Oh, what a world, what a world. Who would have thought a good little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness?" In Dorothy's path to enlightenment, she is able to extinguish the fire of evil. In its place, love, truth, and courage are illuminated within her. Even if you are a little girl on a small farm in Kansas, you can walk a path that leads to spiritual growth. Freely follow that yellow brick road and click your heels three times for love, truth, and courage. Follow your own path to Oz. Discover your center, your home, your true self. Thank you.